Suffolk and Cole. 3, 2, 1. Love it. Say Sayonara from Joan of Arc. They're based in London, all-female band, and they are inspired by St. Joan of Arc, naturally enough, the natural national heroine of France. And their bio stuff says that they've performed in the Mediterranean and the Caribbean. I don't think we've had a band on before that have actually performed in a marine environment, so that's really quite impressive. As well as, they say, extensively touring Europe. Presumably that's like the dry bits. Most recently become the first European female band to feature on the Xbox 360 for their track Sisters, which has done no harm at all to establishing their profile. The live shows have been creating a lot of excitement as well, particularly with the addition of their percussion player Violet the Cannibal to their to their live sets, who's gained a reputation for regularly setting alight her drum kit and on one occasion burning the guitarist's hair on stage. Sounds like some of the bands I was involved in at one time. And nothing wrong with a bit of magnesium powder on stage? Oh no. Details on how you can purchase their material along with the information about forthcoming gigs can be found on their website, which is Joan of Arc, and that's interesting spelling. Joan, J-O-A-N, naturally enough. Arc is A-R-C, naturally enough, but the of bit in the middle is O-V. So it's joanovarc.co.uk. www.joanofarc.co.uk, and they're also on Facebook, and I'll put a link to that in the show notes, which of course you'll find at suffolkandcall.com.
Suffolk and Call, probably the most carefully pronounced podcast in the world.
Now, I have to tell you that today here in Suffolk has been brooding up for trouble. It's been an extremely busy day. I've had loads of things to do. And the weather has been kind of muggy and not really terribly warm and very grey. And just as I was switching the mixer on and getting things sorted out, ready to start putting the show together, the most almighty crash of thunder was heard in the distance, which rumbled around for a good few seconds, and it's now tipping it down with rain outside, and there is rumbles of thunder, so hopefully we'll get through it, and hopefully you might even hear a bit of it. Oh, the excitement of live recording, if that's not a contradiction of terms. I've been featuring an artist called Saragama at fairly regular intervals for quite some time on the show, quite a few years in fact, and I noticed on one of his sites, he has lots and lots of presences on the web, as well as quite a big one on Jamendo, where his music comes from, and he says, if you're curious about my musical tastes and influence, these are the artists I like to listen to more often than others. And he gives a list of, there must be 20 different, really interesting different artists. So if you want to get into some interesting music, it might be worth getting over to the show notes and actually investigating a few of these people. It's quite a listening list. Anyway, let's have a track of his. It's a relatively new one, this one. This is called Borderless Connection. Thank you. inventive Saragama and his track on Jamendo called Borderless Connection. Really is worth exploring this guy's music. He does some really, really interesting stuff, including playing some rather unusual instruments, which he's become something of a master at. It's brilliant. You'll find him on Jamendo at jamendo.com/en/artist/4812/Saragama. Or the easiest thing to do on Jamendo is just to search for Saragama, which is Saregama. And yeah, check out why he's called that. It's quite interesting. Also, you'll find him on Blogspot at saragama-music.blogspot.com, where you'll find he has some very interesting things to say about the whole process of making and listening to and relating to music. Yeah, good man, good thinking, good music. Love it. I'm Peter Clitheroe, and we're listening together some of the more interesting music from the very independent artists that we feature on the show from all over the world. Normally I make a point of telling you where the artists are from, but I actually don't know where Saragama's based. I thought I did know at one time, but I can't find any record of it. Otherwise, tonight we've got, we've had Joan of Arc, they're based in London. We've got music coming up shortly from Granada in Spain. And then over to Toronto and Los Angeles, or two tracks actually from Los Angeles, to finish off the show. So, yeah, a bit of variety this week in both the geographical locations and the styles of music. La Baca de Sua are based in the beautiful Spanish city of Granada, which I've only visited once, but absolutely fell in love with it. It's got a... Interesting, it's very much a place of two halves. There's the kind of the Alhambra Palace and all the very sort of beautiful tourist-type area on one side of a valley, and then on the other side there's a really, really interesting, very cosmopolitan part of the city where there's lots of people doing interesting things, interesting artwork, interesting music going on. And I think that's the area that these guys are from. They're called La Baca de Sua, a grouping that was formed in 2004 when Raul Luca, Spanish guitar and composer, Luigi Ramos, electric guitar, Ignacio Garcia on bass, and Inuit Punktok on percussion began to play together as a pastime. Within a year, they'd brought in singer Carmen Caballero, but only at that point did they start playing their first live performances. The lineup was finally completed in 2006 with the recruitment of Emilio Parilla, who adds a delicious new dimension on clarinet and saxophone. Take a listen to La Baca de Sua as they play Son de Mes.
Lejano del mundo no entiende por qué es así. Hay calor, hay gris. Son de sol de maíz. Pero grande su fuerza ahora le emana. Da la voz que crece capital. Y el pozo. Cuentan las historias mal contadas, las palabras olvidadas por efecto resistor. Vuelvo a la burbuja cristalada, las ideas fuertes y claras, vuelvo a la culpa del dolor.
Delicious sound. La Baca de Sur from Granada in Spain, and a track called Son de Maiz, S-O-N-D-E-M-A-I-Z. And you'll find them on Jamendo, of course. And I'll put a link in the show notes to exactly where you'll find them on Jamendo. But if you look up La Baca de Sur, Lab, and it's B-A-R-C-A-D-E-S-U-A, you'll find them. But I'll put a link in the show notes, as I say. And also you'll find them on their main website, which is all the dubs, labarcadasua.com. Sandman Viper Command emerged from the suburbs of Toronto in Canada, and they've returned to their Hamilton roots and hold themselves up again in the Barn Window recording studio. Not this barn, another one. The same studio where their debut release, Everybody See This, was conceived just a few short years ago. With fresh material laid down, the group is anxious to share and will be doing so in the form of a new 7-inch entitled Feel Is Good, which is being released this month to coincide with a bunch of tour dates, which I'll give you after we've had a listen to this track, Rough Love.
Rail meets the gun, blade to my tongue. The lovers I've lost were the battles I won. I've been a wandering man. I've loved by the back of my hand, just as a wave claims the sand. Well, if I need something, darling, I won't let it slip through my hands. Thank you.
The tractor takes on a bit of an epic journey. What? Sandman Viper Command from Toronto, Canada, and a track called Rough Love. And as I say, they've got some tour dates. They've got one hell of a lot of tour dates this month. They've only got about 3 days off in the whole month. Tonight, May the 2nd, they're in Richmond, Virginia. Tomorrow, they're in Hoboken, New Jersey. And then they take 2 days to cross the Hudson River to get over to Pianos in the Lower East Side in New York City. A lovely little venue. It's a classic, one of the classics in the Lower East Side. Then on the 7th, they're in Providence, Rhode Island at Firehouse 13. The 8th, they're in Cambridge, Mass. And so it goes on. They're up to Buffalo, New York, London, that's Ontario, I think, isn't it? Hamilton, Ottawa, Montreal, Halifax, Nova Scotia, Moncton. Is that New Brunswick? somewhere that way, I think. And, there's just loads and loads of dates coming up. And they end up on the 27th at Mulligan's at Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you want to check those dates, they're all in the show notes at suffolkandcool.com. And they're also, I'm sure, on Sandman Viper Command's website at sandmanvipercommand.com. There's a turn up, eh?
In your ears at just a touch under 1.9 metres and a cheery wave, this is Suffolk and Cool.
All I am is a man. I want the world in my hands. I hate the beach, but I stand in California with my toes in the sand. Use the sleeves of my sweater, let's have an adventure. So far away, the goosebumps start to raise, the minute that my left hand meets your waist, and then I watch your face, put my finger on your tongue, cause you love the taste, yeah, these hearts adore, everyone the other beats hard as four, inside this place is warm, outside it starts to pour.
Think I shouldn't tell you anything at all about that track, because that's almost what the band have done in their rather unusual approach to publicising. All their channels, their website, their Facebook page, their YouTube, I've trawled around everywhere to try and find information about them, and they're totally minimal. I think it's actually a deliberate thing. They're creating a bit of a buzz by being very secretive. They're called The Neighbourhood. They're based in Los Angeles, California, and you might have guessed that from the sound, I guess. And they're fronted, I discover, by 20-year-old actor-musician Jesse James Rutherford, who until recently was part of a hip-hop band called The Good Boys. And you kind of get that vibe coming through there, don't you? A little bit of influence through coming through there in sweater weather. As I say, they're based in Los Angeles. If you can find out more about them, excellent. Congratulations. You will find that they are actually doing some gigs, though. Well, I've heard of some gigs they're doing. May the 7th, which is when that must be just after the weekend, I think. Great American Musical in San Francisco, and that's with the Wombats. And they're also playing with the Wombats on two more dates, on the 8th at the El Rey Theatre in Los Angeles, and on the 9th at the Casbah, an interesting venue in San Diego, California. And on the 11th, they're finishing off this very short little tour with the Black Box Cabaret in Monterey Park, California. And there, they're playing with Gardens and Villa. So there you have it. They've produced some very interesting little movies, actually, to go with the tracks, which I would commend you to go and have a look at. They're really rather nicely done. And you'll find those, and bugger all else, except for links to their Facebook, which tells you equally nothing, at the NBHD. Okay, thenbhd.com. Despite their somewhat distinctive and attention-grabbing approach to publicity, they're getting some serious attention from some people that actually do know a thing or two about the music. I must admit, they rather appeal to me as well. So anyway, there we are. The Neighbourhood is their name. If you happen to know any more about them, or indeed if you have opinions on anything you hear in the show, I'd love to hear from you. Probably the easiest thing is just email to peter@suffolkandcool.com, or alternatively you can post on the Facebook page, which is called Suffolk and Cool, or you can do a tweet business thing with @suffolkandcool. That would be good as well. Any of those channels, they all work. I shall pick them all up, and you never know, I might even have a chance to respond.
Ever since computers picked up the handy ability to play decent sounding music, fans have overwhelmingly defaulted to
Suffolk Uncool
because it sounds pretty good.
One thing I'm absolutely delighted to be able to tell you is that John Peel's record collection has gone online. Well, the first 100 tracks are indexed on a new site, which has been set up by Charlie Gavain and the gang at iTelevision in Norwich, and a bunch of other people as well. And indeed, John's family, Sheila and the gang, who have basically taken John's index cards and reproduce those onto the site. It's all beautifully done. It's not entirely smooth working right now, but it's well worth a look. And once those teething problems are overcome, which they are being progressively hour by hour, it's been only been up there a day or so, stick with it. And it's a very, very interesting way of having a browse through somebody else's record collection. It's a very diverse collection as well. Apparently there are something like 26,000 albums in the collection, and we've just got the first 100 albums under the letter A so far, and as it goes through the alphabet, there'll be further hundreds of albums released onto the system. It's a first step towards getting the whole collection available. Not many of the tracks can be listened to, but some, usually by links to Spotify or whatever, and it's very interesting. It really is like having a look through the great man's records. It's very random, of course, because basically they've just taken the first 100 on the shelf under the letter. And but then, you know, random collections like that, that's where you've put the hours in and you really do find some unexpected treats. And that's just how this works, I think. If you want to go and find it, it's at thespace.org. That's all there is to it, thespace.org. And there's also a short interview with Sheila for, I think this has probably only been available to people in the UK because it's on the BBC site. And I'll put a link to that in the show notes. The lovely Sheila, who's been an inspiration to everybody getting this project off the ground. Brilliant. Stick with it and have fun.
This podcast is a proud member of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
Indeed, get over there and have a listen to this week's show, which is still up there, which is the one that I presented last week. And there will be another one out on Monday, presented by, I don't know yet. It may well be Rodrigo, but we're just a kind of, normally there's lots of competition to get a presenter for the show. People are sort of booking dates in advance. But for some reason, everybody is busy this week. So as for a Monday morning, get over to musicpodcasting.org and discover who is presenting the show this week. Now, the final track this week comes from our other Los Angeles-based artists. These are called Blade of Grass, and they are two guys, Michael Hurst and Joshua Murphy, who, in the information I have, tells me they were tripping through Belize and Guatemala when they wrote two of the most recent tracks, Who You Gonna Run To and Belizean Girl. Now, of course, this may be two nations divided by a common language again, but they were tripping through Belize and Guatemala. I think they were probably just on a trip. I mean, on a journey. Yes, perhaps they were on vacation or even a holiday. Anyway, they're the primary composers of the band, and the goal of that great excursion to Central America was to experience tropical snorkel outings. Yeah, I think those tropical snorkels should certainly be outed. And to seek enlightenment from pre-Columbian Mayan temples. Oh, I'm going to give up on this. Along the way, guitars, tape recorder, songs were written. Amongst them, this track called Dance to the Radio, which has become a great favourite at their live shows. Willing audience participation has been noted. Grass and a track called Dance to the Radio. Love that. You'll find them at bladeofgrassmusic.com. Okay, I'm off. I've got an interesting day tomorrow, a day of some contrast. I'm comparing, emceeing, presenting, leading, I don't know quite what, my mate Roy's funeral. I know. It's a great honour, I have to say, and I'm really looking forward to... I don't mean looking forward to the funeral. I mean, I'm looking forward to having the opportunity to mark and celebrate Roy's life. Lovely guy who should have been with us for many more years to come. But he's not. And tomorrow is about celebrating his life that he lived to the full. And it'll be bringing together some lovely people who've had contact with him over the years. So that's the way I'm looking forward to it anyway. The wake afterwards has been meticulously planned. I got some mini casts of Broadside in yesterday. And then after all that, I'm actually dashing straight up the A12 to Adnams up in Southwold. Well, there's a launch of one of their beers. It's not exactly a new beer. It's been around for a little while, but it's been brought into their standard range of beers because it's been so popular. It's called Ghost Ship, and they'll be serving Ghost Ship cocktails and fish and chips. This I have to see. I'll report back on it next week. My thanks to Adnams and indeed the Jazz Lawyer for their support of the show. If you need any fine ales or legal advice, they're the people to go to. You'll find links on the front page at Suffolk & Court. I'll be back next week. Catch you then. Oh, excellent. Mind how you go.